Introduction. If you're tired of chasing the standards that are imposed on you by others, if you're drowning in your to-do lists that deplete your energy and even your impact, if you're swimming in negative thoughts or self-talk, or if you're simply seeking more meaning, you're not alone. I too felt an internal tug for something more. I was unsettled for years. In hindsight, I now recognize it was my heart that was pulling me so fiercely to pursue more meaning beyond my day job and roles at home. At first, I pushed the feelings away. I tried to convince myself that I was fine, yet my inner turmoil did not quit. It pushed me to seek new conversations, new classes, new books. Throughout this book, I will refer to this concept of seeking. Pursuing personal fulfillment off the side of my desk, away from my job. Not everything I discovered was aligned with or relevant to what my heart wanted, but throughout my seeking, I found new areas of excitement and new sources of energy, which I call fuel stations. These new activities energized my inner self and my soul. This provided a reprieve and balance as my fatigued mind continued to chase external metrics such as work milestones, titles, and accolades. As I said, you are not alone. Through my journey, I discovered that many women I meet are experiencing some level of misalignment because they are working on projects or are tolerating relationships that are draining their good energy and dimming their lights, preventing them from unleashing their life's work. Many people assume that when you're successful or when you get to a certain level at work or in life, you will experience bliss or joy. Well, that did not happen for me. Sure, I had moments of joy, but I also had many hours and even days on end of feeling less than full. Little did I know, I had a sprouting purpose from within that was not satisfied by my external striving and goals. My internal guide, my soul, was seeking alignment with my true life's work. In the pages ahead, I give you a glimpse of my story, as well as the story of other women, for the purpose of helping you on your path. You will discover the common obstacles that hindered our progress in finding our life's work and what you can do to overcome these obstacles. I have also included reflection questions and exercises developed from the insights I gleaned from my seeking. I use and still use these guiding questions as a way to dig deep into myself, releasing my guilt and tapping into more of my inner knowing. Through this continuous attention and reflection, I have found far more joy, alignment, and fulfillment than any external accomplishment has ever provided. With so many instrumental lessons along my path, I have included a key finding at the end of each chapter, as well as key findings intercepted throughout the text as they arose for me during a particular lesson or experience. Along with using this book or tool, you might find it helpful to track your thoughts, answers, ideas, and questions, and your own key findings in a notebook. Many of us know we have a bigger purpose than the one we are living. My hope is that by the end of this book, you will feel empowered to tap into your inner wisdom by listening to your whispers, recognizing the energy that depletes you, and working on releasing your stories. In this book, you will find ideas on how to explore your desires, strategies for sorting out your options, questions for discovering what obstacles may be holding you back, and suggestions to help you energize your journey. Your situations have brought you right here to these pages, which may awaken your inner knowing, fuel your unique light, expand your existing sphere, and illuminate your path. There is an abundance of support available to you as you discover opportunities to reconnect with your inner light. Beyond these pages, you can join me and women like you in an online community, TogetherWeSeek.online, where we share, learn, and empower each other. You can also explore one of my retreats or gatherings for personal connections with other seekers like you. By making time to dive into these pages, you are showing the universe that you are ready for your next step, your next chapter, next situation, next version, next anything that life is ready to bring your way. You may be called to jump around the chapters or go straight through the book. Like life, it is your adventure. So I encourage you to pay attention to how you feel, what is coming up for you, and what you are trying to avoid. All of these choices carry messages for you about where you are right now and why. Upon reading this book, you will understand the underpinnings of your urge to seek. This seeking from the inside out offers suggestions for shifts in your schedules, thoughts, and desires. How much or how little you decide to act on these suggestions at any given time is up to you. As you work through this book, be sure you are open to a shift, even a small one. Life does not often provide safe opportunities for being vulnerable. Your willingness to open the doors to your inner world can feel risky. Yet this book is a safe place where you can explore what is happening with your feelings, emotions, stories, and level of doubts or confidence in yourself. All of these are pieces that drive your decisions and external actions. Not everyone makes it to this part of her or his life journey. It is beyond what many feel comfortable exploring, sharing, or discussing. This next level of self-awareness is full of adventures, and it is almost inevitable that you will question your current state of existence, alignment, and joy. If you are lucky enough to be asking yourself, what is this all for? Or what now? Or is there more? Then you are ready to embark on your next step of self-discovery. Your internal exploration, external seeking, can unveil the next level of your life's work. This is an exciting time in which you are ready to cross over from where you've been to where you are going. I am thrilled to be embarking on this together, in a space where you can work to shift your focus and frequency. Let's explore ways to illuminate your path ahead from the inside out. Key finding number one, if you are here, you are ready to start your next level of awakening.